This is episode 68 of Our Modern Heritage, the Home and Family Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Jody Chafee. Thank you so much for tuning in. I wanted to fill you in on everything that happened last week and apologize for posting this so late. I spent the week last week in Nashville at a marketing convention called Funnel Hacking Live. And then when I got home, I got really sick. So I wanted to report on how everything went, but I was so exhausted, and you can still maybe hear a little bit of the head cold that's going on in my voice. But that's what was going on. Last week I was out of town, and then came back and needed some time to recover. And so that's something that I have learned from my coping strategies, is that the level of stress that we endure needs just about the equal amount of recovery. And last week was really good, and it was like a good kind of stress, most of it. Part of it was a little bit of not as good stress. Last Monday, my little family and I loaded up the car and started driving up out to Nashville. We took 2 days to drive, and when you have 4 small children in the car for, 12 hours, plus an overnight stay in a hotel, and then staying in hotels all week, it gets a little bit overwhelming and stressful. And the first couple of nights, it was really hard because I have 4 small children who love to bounce off the walls and scream and just our kids. They were just being kids, but to constrict them into a hotel room is really hard for little kids and in a car for so many hours. And so those first couple of nights were pretty hard. And I knew that during the conference, I was going to be spending, 12, 13 hour days at this conference. And we knew that coming along, like having the family come along, was something that we wanted to do, because part of our personal, our family values is that when we do something, we do it as a family. And not all the time. Sometimes I go to like homeschool conferences and stuff by myself, but that's, it's really a pleasure to be able to do things like that. But we felt like, since I'm doing this and we were going to pay for our room anyways, then this would be a good opportunity for the kids to explore Nashville. And Michael wanted to do that too. And his sister lives out there. And so we just thought, hey, let's do this. So he agreed that he'd be able to take the kids all day and that it would be a fun experience for everyone. Well, at first it wasn't. And part of it was, just realizing the amount of stress that this would create to have the kids in a room, in a small room like that. After those first couple nights, though, it started going really well and everything worked out. And the kids had a great time, and Michael did too, exploring Nashville. They went to the Science Museum and the Capitol. And Michael has now set a new goal that, when our dreams are coming true, that he wants to visit every state capital of the nation. And so we'll make sure to post pictures of all of those those excursions. But so they had a really good time, and I was able to go to the conference and focus on ways that I can improve and the different things that I can do to provide you with better content. And it was really awesome. And so basically what Funnel Hacking Live is, there's this company called ClickFunnels, and it was founded by Russell Brunson and he has a partner. And so they created this way for business owners to market. And they have a whole system in place for how to build your funnels, how to get traffic to the funnels and create sales and leads through the funnels. And it's something that I got interested in this past year. And I did their One Funnel Away Challenge, which basically means that everybody is one funnel away from either generating an income or actually creating a substantial income. So if you already have funnels, you're already growing your business, then you could just be one funnel away from massive income and revenue. So I did the challenge and learned about different ways that I could create products and services for my audience that would help you to develop your family culture and systems that will help you to develop better coping strategies and things like that. And so I've been working on developing these kinds of products and things. Well, I still needed some help. I'm still learning. I'm still growing in my understanding about all of this. And I decided that going to Funnel Hacking Live would be a really good way to connect with people and get more information. And I was right. It was a really phenomenal experience. I was able to meet actually a couple of my guests who've been on the podcast before. They were at Funnel Hacking Live, and that was really cool to be able to see them in person. And I was also able to go, you know, and hear really amazing speakers. So like, there are a lot of people who are successful in ClickFunnels who, have built a funnel out to make, 7 figures, and they have a lot of really good strategies. And I really came out of it learning about different wealth mindsets, that helped me to break down my false beliefs and really what it means to establish these kinds of goals and systems that will help my family to thrive. Because this is one of the things that my family struggles with is, you know, trying to establish financial freedom and get us into a place where we can basically be job optional. That's really our goal. I mean, after reading MJ DeMarco's books, and I had him on the podcast last year, so if you haven't listened to that one yet, make sure you go back and listen to my interview with MJ DeMarco. And so I have basically been spending all of my life being handed the blue pill. If you've ever read or watched the movie The Matrix, right? This guy, he's like, knows that there's something about his life that's just feels off. He's going to work every day and he hates it. And, he's basically, he finds out that he's just a battery in the system. Like in the movie, it's literal. Like he finds out that the world is run by computers that use the energy from their bodies as batteries. And it's kind of weird, but anyways, he finds out about it. And this guy offers him 2 pills. One of them is a blue pill. That means that he'll go back to his normal life. He'll forget that this matrix thing exists and continue being a battery in the system. Or he'll take the red pill, and that will allow them to wake him up, and he will come out of the system and be able to establish his own freedom. And ultimately he finds out that he can win the war, this war against these robots. Anyways, so I feel like all my life I've been handed the blue pill and saying, it's okay, just stick with the program, follow the script, get a job, go to school, grow a family, and do those things. And not that those things are inherently bad, they're not, but I've learning that just to do them for the sake of doing them is, you're going to figure out that maybe that's not what I wanted, or maybe I was doing this for the wrong reasons. Or basically what happened with us is we finished up our degrees and found out that we have mountains of student debt, which makes us indebted to the government for the rest of our lives. And so we have to have jobs to pay off our debt for the rest of our lives. And so we're stuck in this system and following this script. But since reading MJ DeMarco's books, or even Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I've found the red pill. And then as I learn more about ClickFunnels, I've found that this is another place where the red pill is being offered to wake up and establish things that are good for me and my family and the freedom that we want for our family. So here are some of the things that I got out of the conference, because it was really eye-opening and I learned a lot about the different programs that they have available at ClickFunnels. But more importantly, I learned about beliefs and the ways that I can shape my beliefs and to be more wealth-oriented. And that's not a bad thing. You know, I think in our culture, and in fact, somebody brought up that if you're media literate and you recognize the certain messages that are being fed to us in the media, one of the things that one of the speakers brought up is how many times businessmen are portrayed as the bad guy and rich people portrayed as the bad guy in our media. And while bad guy, you know, rich men can afford to do bad things, and so they're not necessarily wrong, it's interesting how much we are taught to believe that money is bad. And so, but at the same time, if you think about all the things that you can accomplish with money, then everybody wants to have wealth. And it's not a bad thing. We want to be able to feed our children. We want to be able to provide a good education for them. We want to be able to be secure so that we can retire. And more than that, we want to be able to serve. I mean, one of the things that ClickFunnels supports is the OUR initiative. And that's basically freeing children from sex slavery. And I was really upset during the conference that I could not donate to this program because I can't afford it. I mean, it's one of those things you go, you can't not afford to donate to this, right? And it was something that I just couldn't do. And that was heartbreaking to me because I know that these children are suffering, and any children in suffering is heartbreaking. And so being able to afford those kinds of things, being able to be able to serve, to donate, to do philanthropy, you know, these things require money. And there's a lot of security in having money. Well, one of the things that I learned from the conference is that our poverty mindset is that money is wealth. But the reality is that time is wealth. And the wealthy are willing to pay money to buy more time. And that's ultimately what it comes down to. You read Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and MJ DeMarco's The Millionaire Fastlane, and you know, any of these books that talk about wealth, is that they trade their money for assets, not liabilities. The poor will buy only liabilities and things that consume their money, and they have to go back to work, give up more time to have more money, and then they don't have the time anymore. And that's a false belief, that in reality, the wealthy purchase assets that give them more time. And so that's what ClickFunnels' role and their goal is to help people to establish systems so that they can afford to buy more time. And then with that, and then as they make more money, they can afford to buy assets. And with those assets, they can use their money and their time to serve. And so that's really a big part of what I got out of the conference. And it's important to our culture because you know, when mom and dad are going to work all day and then their kids see them going to work all day, they're absent, we're not together, we're not doing things together. And then the kids think, well, that's all there is, right? I'm supposed to get up, grow up, and get a job and be just like mom and dad. Well, I want to end that cycle for my family. And I want us to be able to spend more time together and use our time more worthy efforts of togetherness and pursuing our goals and our dreams. So let's see. I learned that wealth is a belief that time is the most valuable asset we have and is more important than money. But having money grants you time. Making money faster grants you time. It's possible to make money faster. That you don't have to value your time by an hourly rate. A second takeaway that I got from this conference was that education is not simply or only for the sake of knowing. That education is a means of mastery. That you learn for the sake of mastery. And that, you know, as I'm homeschooling my kids, one of the things that I struggle with is that I don't want them to miss out on anything. I want them to know everything. I want them to know everything about history and science and art and music. And I want them to understand and be wise and have all of this knowledge and understanding. But when you think about people who are successful and who are thriving, it's because they have developed their knowledge to the point of mastery. You know, people who are proficient at something is that they decided to focus on it to the point of mastery. And it doesn't mean that you had to master one thing all your life. It just means that you pick something and you work on it till you master it. And sometimes it's something, you know, ideally it's something that is your mission. You know, like I feel like my mission right now is to learn and teach about family culture. And so I have tried to make it a point now to focus on mastering this information. And then when I think about my children, you know, I want them to master, let's say I want them to master ancient history. Well, if all we did is focus on ancient history, they're going to learn about math and reading. They're going to learn about culture. They're going to learn about science. They're going to learn all this stuff just because they're focusing on ancient history. And if my daughter wants to focus on being a dancer, then if she works on that, mastering dancing, she's going to have to learn about nutrition. She's going to have to learn about physicality, and she's going to have to learn about, you know, all the history of dancing and the history of art and music. And she's going to have to learn all these things around dancing that will allow her to master that skill and that, you know, construct of understanding the importance of being a great dancer. And that is powerful. And so a lot of times I get bogged down in focusing on all the things that I want to learn when all I need to do is just focus on what's right in front of me and learn how to master that. And then it will reveal the next step in the process of mastery. So that's my second takeaway from the conference. My third takeaway was that Brendon Burchard spoke, and I really appreciated his summary of the high performance habits that he talked about. So he wrote a book called High Performance Habits, and in the conference he summarized it. And so these are the six high performance habits that people who have high performance habits do. You know, I think that, you know, we can all relate to getting distracted by our phone or something, and then 6 hours go by and, oh my goodness, I'm not performing at a high frequency here. But this is what, these are the six habits that people do who are performing in a high frequency. Number one is they seek clarity. And that's something that I've really focused on with family culture. Seeking clarity means being intentional and figuring out the your boundaries. And, you know, an example he gave was Oprah Winfrey will always start out a meeting by saying, what's the intention for this meeting? And so that's the point here, is when we come together, we try to seek clarity. We say, what is the intention here? And number one, he also, in seeking clarity, says, never limit your vision for yourself or your family based on your current circumstances. Have a vision. Number two is generate, people who have high performance habits generate energy. And so he talked about a power plant does not have energy. It transforms and upgrades energy that into electrical energy. And so that's an important habit, is generating energy. So you come into a situation, you generate energy, you don't take it away. number three is we create necessity. The high performing habits, you create necessity. That means like this, somebody's counting on us to get this thing done. And it's necessary for me to be extraordinary. The fourth habit is increased productivity. And he says that you block out 50 minutes and be totally productive, and then take another 10 minutes or half an hour to recover from that focus time block. And there's two books that you can check out besides this book by Brendon Burchard, the Power of Full Engagement, and also The Now Habit is another good one, talking about blocking out time so that you can be productive. Habit number five is develop influence. So people who have high performance habits, they teach people how to think, and they challenge others, and they are an example. And so that's an important habit is to develop influence, be an influencer. Number six, as people who have high performance habits, they demonstrate courage. And so they learn to listen to their fear and appreciate the experience and do hard things. So that's another takeaway that I got from the conference was that from Brendon Burchard. And I'd never listened to anything from him. I've seen a lot of his ads on Facebook and stuff. And I was like, who is this guy? But I guess he speaks a lot. He's a motivational speaker. And those six habits were really powerful to me. Another thing that I took out of it, the conference was from a man named Myron Golden. And he talked about our beliefs. And he said that when we have an expectation, and the expectation that we have is either a good outcome or a bad outcome, okay? And so, but the situation itself is neutral, but our interpretation and our expectation of it determines whether it's good or bad, okay? So that leads to our belief that if it's good, then we have a faith belief, and if it's bad, then our belief is based on fear. And then when that belief enters our heart, it becomes a feeling. And that feeling is that if it's a faith belief, the feeling leads to anticipation. And if it's a fear belief, then it leads to a feeling of anxiety. And so basically be mindful of a situation and your interpretation of it and what your expectation is. Because if you have a bad expectation, then it will lead to anxiety. And, you know, he said too that fear is not a bad thing. Fear is real. If it's based on a clear and present danger, right? Then we need to act on that fear. Anxiety is a fear based on something that's not clear and not present. And so we're creating that fear out of, a bad expectation. But if we can change it around and instead have a good expectation based on faith of an outcome that we want, then we will have anticipation. And just think about the power of that, the difference between anxiety and anticipation. That would be so powerful to change, just tweak it just a little bit, and to have anticipation for a better outcome and an outcome that we can empower and act on. This is something that I strongly believe in, that's what family culture is all about, that if we approach something with anxiety and fear, then often we have self-fulfilling prophecy and the negative expectation that we had fulfills itself. But if we approach the situation with a positive expectation and with faith and with anticipation, then we empower ourselves to pursue that outcome. So those are my takeaways from Funnel Hacking Live. And there was so much more. I mean, a lot of it was logistical things about building funnels and marketing and all that kind of stuff. But I really loved going to learn about the mindset and the beliefs and things like that, that I could get out of the conference, and being around people who believe the same way was really awesome. It was super empowering, and it was really cool to be able to see people that I've seen on Instagram and things who are influencers and be able to meet them. And that was really cool. And also just networking, I was able to network with people who are really, on the same frequency and just thinking about things differently. And so that was really powerful too. So if that's something that you or would be interested in learning more about, I definitely challenge you to check out the One Funnel Away Challenge. It's something that is 30 days or 5 weeks. I mean, the challenge is the first week is just tackling beliefs. And then the next 4 weeks is actually teaching you how to create offers, build funnels, and generate, cultivate your story. And it's a really powerful challenge. And so I want you to go check it out at homeandfamilyculture.com/onefunnelaway and learn more about that challenge, because it's something that completely shifted my beliefs about my capacity to provide for my family and to create something that is impactful and rewarding. So go check that out and come tell me about it so that, we can learn together. Anyhow, thank you so much for listening, and I apologize again for posting this late, but I didn't want the week to go by without posting something so that you could hear my thoughts about all this. So thank you for listening. Go check me out on any your favorite broadcasting media. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Stitcher, and I'm also on Instagram at Family Culture Podcast. Thank you for listening. Mother Teresa once said, "If you want to change the world, go home and love your family."